Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Today, Laura, we are going to be talking about your favorite sport in the whole world.
What is it?
Well, what's your favorite sport?
F1 racing?
Exactly. Wait, really? F1?
I was
kind of joking.
No.
I thought you'd say like horse riding or cheerleading or something.
Cheerleading,
you know, something
that's
pretty.
One of my favorite. No, F1 racing is definitely
racing. Really?
My number one favorite sport.
Amazing. So you're familiar with BMW, McLaren, Red Bull, Ferrari.
Very.
You know them all the big teams. All right then. Well, yeah, F1 racing is what we're talking about today. Of course, this is a kind of car racing.
Uh-huh.
The F stands for Formula One or F1 racing. And as it says, there's more than meets the eye to this sport. It's not just a bunch of cars driving around in circles really fast. It's expensive cars driving around in a circle really fast. No, there's much more to it than that. So let's find out lots about F1 racing in our article.
Reading. F1 racing, more than meets the eye. In the FIA Formula One World Championship, or F1, the fastest cars in the world zip around the track at breakneck speeds. You might think that whoever has the fastest car will win, but this is far from the truth. As with all sports, the drivers are well-trained athletes. What's more, they couldn't succeed without the help of an all-star team behind them. As you might expect, F1 drivers need to have powerful arms and legs in order to control and steer their lightning-fast vehicles. They also need strong bodies that can stand up to the physical stress caused by traveling at great speeds. Finally, they must be physically fit and mentally alert, as the races last for hours and they need to maintain control until the very end. This means that F1 drivers spend as much time in the gym as they do in their cars. Before the racing season starts, drivers train twice a day for 6 weeks. They use weights to put on muscle and run and cycle to build fitness. They also work on their mental strength by using special equipment that will train them to concentrate for the entire race.
Okay, so yes, let's check out the article. It says, in the FIA Formula One World Championship, or F1, the fastest cars in the world zip around the track at breakneck speeds. Well, they hope they don't break their neck.
No.
But of course, if you crashed your car, yes, you could hurt yourself very badly. This is the FIA. That's the sort of like NBA. It's the name of the group that organizes this. It's F1 World Championship. When we see the word championship, we think of sports. We think of competitions. We think of people trying to be the best, to be number one, to be the big winner for that year. Of course, the NBA championship last year.
Of course.
Was won by the Miami Heat, right? They were the best team. The best players will win the prize, be number one, or win the championship. And that's what, of course, all the racers are also trying to win in F1.
Right, okay.
Be number one.
所以首先呢，我们就看到这个国际汽车联盟呢，世界一级方程式的锦标赛，哇，听起来是不是很长？它其实我们当然都知道，这就是 F1 啦，是不是更好记呢？是世界上最快的车呢，以这个极高速在这个赛道上。这个飞驰的赛车哦，哇，那在这里我们看到好多字，首先大家应该呢对 championship 这个字比较有点熟悉，对不对？它就是有锦标赛的意思，不过大家可能也会觉得都知道 champion 这个字，它其中的 champion 把那个 ship 拿掉的时候，大家觉得哎，这不就是冠军的意思吗？没错，所以其实有时候 championship 也有表示这个冠军的地位或是称号这样的意思。所以刚刚呢，我们就提到 basketball or NBA championships、那有时候我们也可以把 championship 放在一个名词的前面，像是呢 a championship game, a championship race or championship competition。而且呢，我们刚刚又看到一个 zip 是什么意思呢？其实它是用非常快速、很迅速、有力这样子行动的意思。那当然在这里我们就是提到这个 F1 的赛车啊。那 at breakneck speeds 当然不是指就是你的这个脖子会断掉，是表示呢极快的、非常快的速度。Breakneck 就是非常快的这样的意思 ，very very fast.
Absolutely, and of course, when we see breakneck, it means fast and also kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
Right. So you wouldn't want to ride your bike at breakneck speeds because if you fall off or if you crash your car, it will hurt. So it's fast and dangerous. So only the best should be driving that fast. You might think, I think a lot of people might think that whoever has the fastest car.Will win.
Yeah.
Right? If you put a guy in a fast car and put the same guy in a slow car, he can't win the race. It's really the car. It's not the driver. But this, the article tells us, is far from the truth. If something is far from the truth, it's really, well, not true. It's not necessarily a lie, but the truth is different from what a lot of people think. So a lot of people would think the fastest car always wins.But really, that's not always true. It's far from the truth.
Interesting. Yeah. 所以大家可能会想说，哎呀，只要谁呢，就是有最快的车，当然就可以赢得比赛。但是呢 ，this is far from the truth. 那我们用 far from 就是远离或是根本不是怎么样的事情。所以这里呢 ，far from the truth 后面接事实，就是表示这绝非事实啦。
As with all sports, the drivers are well-trained athletes. Yeah, they don't just get in a car and drive. They have to be in good shape like an athlete. An athlete is a person who plays sports, maybe for their job, a professional athlete, or maybe just very seriously. You know, if you go out and play basketball with your friends for 1 hour every weekend...You're not really an athlete, but if you get up and train and practice maybe every day or, you know, most of your time, you might be called an athlete. Of course, if you're well trained, that means you work very hard at it, you exercise a lot, you practice a lot. So well trained athletes have to, you know, do their exercise, they have to watch what they eat. They rarely get time off and they really have to stay focused on what they're doing because it's all about their body,being strong and thinking about being the best that they can be.
真的其实不只是这个赛车，真的各种类型的运动员呢，其实他们都要怎么样？哇，非常的 well trained. Well trained 就是表示呢受过严格训练的这样的意思。那刚刚在课文当中我们也看到 athlete 这个字呢， athlete 呢其实当然就是指这个运动员这样子意思啦。不过呢，其实有趣的是，有时候我们称这个香港脚呢，不知道是不是运动员的脚都很臭，就英文就是 athlete's foot. Okay, that's an interesting. Maybe athlete's feet they stink or something like that.
No, athlete's foot is actually it's more like something growing on your feet, and you can get it from showers.
Ooh.
I think that's why, because athletes will take showers a lot more, right? So you go to a shower, and you might pick it up from the floor there. Like in a gym.
Right.
So that's why you should wear shoes in a gym with other people. You never know.
Okay, so next we read. What's more, they couldn't succeed without the help of an all-star team.
It's true. The driver is the famous one, but the drivers will always say, I couldn't do anything without my team. It's the team that sets up the car, makes sure the car is working perfectly. A lot of very smart people working very, very hard. As you might expect, the article continues, F1 drivers need to have powerful arms and legs in order to control and steer their lightning-fast vehicles. You might not think that you'd find a driver in a gym, but F drivers do need to have strong arms and legs. They're sitting in these cars going very fast for 2 or 3 hours. Also, their neck muscles must be very strong.
Because
think of the helmet that they're wearing, and they're going around those corners very fast. There's a lot of pressure on their bodies, and they can actually lose up to 5 kilograms of weight in every race because they sweat so much.
That's a great way to lose weight,
it's a very difficult way to lose weight, but yeah, it's a very physically demanding kind of job. It says they are steering their cars. When you steer something, it's like you're controlling a motorcycle, a bicycle, a car. You're telling it where to go, right? With a bicycle, you steer it like this. With a car, you know, you have a wheel and you can go left or right or things like that. That is to steer a car.
Right, okay. 所以大家可能想，就是应该都知道，就是 F1 的车手呢，需要有非常有力的手背跟腿，才可以这个掌控并且驾驶他们哇快如闪电的车。那其中我们看到 steer 这个字呢，是当做这个动词来用，有着这个驾驶，不过有时候我们也有着这个行驶或是掌舵这样子的意思啦。那我们知道 lightning 都是这个闪电的意思，所以如果 lightning fast。可想而知就是很快，就是快如闪电的这样子的意思啦。
Mm-hmm.
They also need strong bodies that can stand up to the physical stress caused by traveling at great speeds.
Yep, it's very difficult. Sometimes the G-force, that's the feeling of weight, you know, when you go on a roller coaster, when you go around those corners, feels like your body is being pressed. Well, they're doing that for 2 or 3 hours every day.
Oh.
So it's very difficult. That's what they're talking about, the physical stress. When we see the word physical, we often think about the body, right? So stress on your muscles, your bones, the different parts of your body. That's hard to do. Plus, of course, they have a lot of mental stress.
Exactly.
Because they're traveling so fast, they have to think very quickly. So it could be a very tiring thing to do. It's not just like sitting in your car and driving to grandma's house. It's a lot more difficult than that.
OK, 所以呢，当然呢，大家可能会想说，他们当然一定是需要这个很强壮的身体，因为才可以这个经得起或是耐受这个高速度的行驶所带来的一些 stress 或是体能的负担。那其中的 physical 就是这个身体上的。当然，其实我们刚才提到，其实他们心理上也需要非常的就是有很多的压力。那心理我们可以用 mental 这个字 mental。那不过刚刚我们看到这个耐得起。经得起呢有这个 phrase 就是 stand up to 这也是今天我们的 shortcut for you Let's check it out
Shortcut for you
Are you seriously bringing that luggage case?
Of course! Why wouldn't I bring it?
For starters, it looks old. How long have you had this thing?
It's been in my possession for 20 years. Before that, my older brother used it. It can stand up to whatever the baggage handlers do to it.
It obviously can stand. It has legs.
To stand up to something means to not be changed or damaged by something.
I understand now. Stand up to something is the same as saying 经得起承受得住
Exactly. It can stand up to the beating baggage takes during a trip.
Okay, so finally the article tells us they must be physically fit and mentally alert.
Yeah.
So good shaped bodies and their minds have to be very alert, meaning paying attention to all the things that are important.As it says, because the races last for hours, and they need to maintain control until the very end. These guys are driving on the edge of crashing all the time, so they have to be very alert. They can't be sitting there thinking, what am I going to have for dinner tonight? Or, oh, look at that pretty tree. No, because by the time you look at the pretty tree, you've crashed into another tree, and, well, that's it. difficult job.
没错，所以他们必须要保持这个强健的体能的状态，还有敏捷的这个心理反应哦。哇，因为每次一场比赛就好数十个小时，所以一定要掌控一切，直到最后。Now this means that F1 drivers spend as much time in the gym as they do in their car.
Yeah, working out, keeping in shape.
Before the racing season starts, drivers train twice a day for 6 weeks. 所以车手必须呢，就是每天训练两次，长达六周，在这个赛季开始之前。They use weights to put on muscle and run and cycle to build fitness.
Just like all other athletes would do. So it's pretty much the same kind of thing, yeah.
对，这里的 weights 当然就是重量训练，因为他们要练出什么 muscle, 就是肌肉，而且呢还会跑步啊，还有骑脚踏车来建立一些体能。那这里呢我们看到的 put on, 其实我们应该觉得蛮熟悉，因为像是 put on weight, 或者是增加体重，甚至于这个 muscles, 肌肉我们也可以用 put on 来表示哦。
They also work on their mental strength by using special equipment that will train them to concentrate for the entire race. Remember, we have the word physical, which is about the body. Mental is about the mind. So mental strength is the power of the mind to focus or to concentrate.
Right.
That's another good word that we have there. When you concentrate, you use the power of your mind on one special job. You're not kind of doing other things. You're really focusing. You're only paying attention to one special thing. And of course, when you're driving at 200 or 300 kilometers an hour, you gotta concentrate, because things happen very fast.
所以大家可能以为说啊，以前这个赛车手只要很健壮，这样子就可以，并不是哦，因为他们要运用这个特殊的设备，就是 special equipment, 做什么呢？就是刚刚我提到 mental 这个心理建设，来让他们在整场比赛当中要怎么样保持专注力哦。Concentrate 就是有专注这样的意思，它的名词当然就是 concentration. Well, let's now go to our For You chat.
For You Chat.
Well, you know how much I love sports.
You don't stop talking about sports. It's always NBA, NHL, MLB.
Okay, so how about let me ask you this question, Mike?
Yes.
How would you prepare for a sports game?We're not talking about watching a sports game. We're talking about, like, you know, preparing for one.
Well, I'd have to go to the gym for about 10 years first until I'm, you know, in good shape. Let's see. Well, I think eating right is important.
Right.
You know, getting a good night's sleep before the big game is very important.
Definitely.
I said eating diet for athletes is super important. I mean, they often plan out all their meals for weeks before the event.
Exactly, I know. I have one of my friends, he actually liked to go cycling. He has to eat a lot of carbohydrates the day before.
Oh, okay, carbohydrates.
Yeah.
That would be things like pasta, rice, bread, potatoes. Gives you lots of energy. I always thought that all athletes did that until I was watching Usain Bolt, you know, the guy from Jamaica, the fastest man in the world.
Okay,
one of the fastest runs. Before he won the world record in London and also in Beijing at the Olympics.
Wow.
You know what he ate before the race? Chicken nuggets.
Oh, okay.
Not a salad, not something really healthy. Chicken nuggets. So, you know, I guess if you're in really good shape, you can have some junk food. But for most athletes, eating well, sleeping well, and being mentally prepared for the big game, those are some of the most important things that you can do.
Wow, it's not really easy to be a really...
It's not hard. I mean, it's not easy at all.
Yeah, exactly. It's very difficult. Mm. So, like, even baseball players, they need to be very well trained.
Absolutely. I mean, they don't work as hard as some other sports, but their season is so long. They play 140, 150 games every year.
It's crazy. And if they get injured, bad news, huh?
There you go. So we always look at these guys and girls and we say, wow, they make so much money. But when you really find out about their lives, they work pretty hard for that money. So we have to sort of give them respect for that. So how about you guys? Maybe some of you are on your school team or play sports. How do you prepare for a big game? Have a chat about that. And we'll see you tomorrow with more about F1 racing. So come back. Bye-bye.
Bye.
F1 racing. More than meets the eye. In the FIA Formula One World Championship, or F1, the fastest cars in the world zip around the track at breakneck speeds. You might think that whoever has the fastest car will win, but this is far from the truth. As with all sports, the drivers are well-trained athletes. What's more, they couldn't succeed without the help of an all-star team behind them. As you might expect, F1 drivers need to have powerful arms and legs in order to control and steer their lightning-fast vehicles. They also need strong bodies that can stand up to the physical stress caused by traveling at great speeds. Finally, they must be physically fit and mentally alert, as the races last for hours and they need to maintain control until the very end. This means that F1 drivers spend as much time in the gym as they do in their cars. Before the racing season starts, drivers train twice a day for 6 weeks. They use weights to put on muscle and run and cycle to build fitness. They also work on their mental strength by using special equipment that will train them to concentrate for the entire race.
Vocabulary Review.
Championship. Basketball fans in this city are sure that their team can win the league championship. Athlete. Paul is great at sports, but his older brother is an even better athlete. Steer. Tori learned how to steer a car left and right by practicing with his father. Physical. Humans must be in very good physical condition if they want to climb a tall mountain. Mental. The young genius showed off his mental abilities by solving math problems in his head. Concentrate. Christy listens to soft music while she studies, because it helps her concentrate on her work.